The West Coast. Joining us now, the one, the only, in that nip and tuck race, neck and neck with Angelitas, the governor of the great and glorious state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, joins us. Welcome, Governor. Good to have you back.
Mark, it's great to talk to you again. How are you today?
I'm doing just mighty fine. Are you ready to, can you call it a victory party next Tuesday night when you got an 18-point lead, or are you going to wait until the polls close?
I'm going to wait, and I'm going to campaign every day. And pretend that I'm way behind, because that's the way I always like to do things. Even when I was in competition in weightlifting, powerlifting, bodybuilding, I always imagine that I'm way behind and that I have to train every day, hours and hours and hours. And this is the same thing I'm doing now. I work from early morning to late at night to midnight. I campaign up and down the state, and I'm doing it with great joy, talking about all the great things that we have accomplished in this state, the great joy of one of the great accomplishments of bringing both parties together and working together in peace and accomplishing all kinds of things. Even during election year, we have accomplished so much this year. So, we, you know, those are the kind of things that I want to talk about when I go up and down the state and let the people know that California is doing well economically. We have created 655,000 new jobs since I've come into office, and $20 billion in more revenues, that we are paying down our debt, that our credit rating has improved 8 times since I've come into office. And, you know, our economy is booming again, and we are number one again. We are number one in stem cell research, number one in biotechnology, but number one in clean technology, number one university system, number one in job creation and revenue creation. So we are really doing so well, and now we just have to rebuild California and build a infrastructure for the future. So that's what I'm selling up and down the state, is talking about our infrastructure needs and how we have to make sure that the people vote yes on Proposition 1A through 1E.
Wow, you got everything in there all in one breath. That was very good.
Well, I never know when you're going to cut me off.
I'm going to cut you off, right.
Mark, you're so energetic, I sometimes can't get a word in.
Yeah. You were at the Reagan Library today.
It's I'm right now.
You're
I'm
there
right now?
Now
at the Reagan Library.
And celebrating, it was 40 years ago, the 40th anniversary of Ronald Reagan winning the gubernatorial the prize here in California. And that's really interesting. I'm sure it may surprise some people who sometimes don't think you're conservative enough. And as you always point out, when you and I are together at events and I get to introduce you and that sort of thing, you say, listen, Mark and I don't agree on everything. And that's true. I'm working on a few things, hoping you'll come over to my side on a few specific issues. But I think it's very interesting that you're there at the Reagan Library and celebrating that kind of Reagan conservatism. It speaks volumes of the way you're able to build some bridges between both sides. And I know that's a lot of what makes you passionate about this, isn't it?
Well, but I mean, Mark, don't forget that, first of all, you're absolutely right. We are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Ronald Reagan becoming governor, and also 40th anniversary of Nancy Reagan becoming California's first lady.
Absolutely.
We have celebrated both today, and, you know, our first ladies are very important because they are true partners. We couldn't make it without them. And so it was really wonderful to see Mrs. Reagan today. She looked beautiful.
She's not sitting there with you right now, is she?
No.
Okay. I want to make sure. You're playing to the room. I want to make sure.
Oh, no. But she's next door with my wife and with approximately 50 guests having coffee and cookies and talking about Ronald Reagan and the good old days.
Well,
and that's what the celebration and the day is all about.
Well, you have a sunny optimism. You have a passion and an optimism that is very Reagan-esque, even though you could have differed on some issues there if you really laid them out, you know, over the years. But that's what people connect with. When you talk about being an immigrant, I know you're joking today about, hey, I'm, you know, an immigrant from Austria. Reagan was an immigrant from Illinois, as was I, to California 30 years ago.
Right.
That kind of passion connects with people regardless of politics, it seems.
Well, absolutely. I think that he, first of all, he had a vision, which I think is extremely important. You can't do this job and think that all you do is fix problems, because then you never can move the agenda forward. You cannot really create a great future for the state if you don't have a vision. And Reagan had a vision. And number two, he recognized that the only way that you can make things happen is if both of the parties work together. And he had at his time a Democratic legislature that was, you know, was Democratic. And he was, occupied the governor's office as a Republican. And they worked together and they got things done. And this is exactly like we are doing today.
Now, you know, when you get out there and you do the issue of doing what needs to be done, and Reagan took hits from people saying, oh, he's just acting, and you, because you've been an actor in a big chunk of your career, you know, even Angelides is on television with his new spot now saying, well, you know, this is nice, and the acting award goes to the governor because he really doesn't mean what he says, and, you know, he's going to do something else after he gets elected. You're getting the same kind of hits. It smacks of desperation to me, but what's your take on it?
But I'm so happy. I'm so happy about this because you have to understand, for 25 years, I've tried to convince America that I'm an actor. And now, all of a sudden, Angelides is spending millions of dollars saying, yes, he is an actor.
So that Oscar is coming.
I mean, I can see already the critics out there saying, no, Angelides, no. What are you talking about?
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO. When we were up together in Sacramento after the debate and you had Maria and the kids out there, it was interesting because you don't look like you've had any problem being rested. They look like, hey, it's been a long campaign. Dad, are you done with this yet? You admitted for the first time, I think, there and then later on the Leno show that, you know, the whole family doesn't exactly say, you know, and the kids don't say, Dad, I love you doing this gubernatorial, this governor thing and being on the campaign trail. Not everybody necessarily agreed with your vision in the family, right?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that I am a father that believes very strongly in doing as much as possible with the children. And I always did that. And now, since I have this job, I spend 3 nights or sometimes even 4 nights a week up in Sacramento, which means that I do not have always the time for the children. So they miss that. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. They miss being daddy being at home, putting them to bed or reading out loud with them or watching a movie, whatever it is. And number two, they used to come to the movie set, and they had a great time, you know, sitting there and, during the making of Terminator 3 or Terminator 2 or whatever movies was, and they watched the cars being blown up and they watched the fight scenes and the special effects and all this. They were doing their homework in my motorhome and all those things. Now they go up to Sacramento and they see a bunch of guys walking in suits on. And they say, what is going on here? Why do they all look so serious? No one has fun. They all wear suits. And there's only a few women around here. What is going on here in this capital? So, you know, they have their own little take on all of those things. So I totally understand that. But my wife is very good in explaining to them about, you know, that I have come over here as an immigrant, that for me it's such a great honor to be now giving something back to the people of California that have given me all the opportunities. So my wife explains all that, why this is so meaningful to me, and they understand it. They understand it.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO. I want to go over to the Esperanza fire, which is getting close to be contained. I think they're at 85% and counting. But what a horrible situation with those firefighters who lost their lives and one who's been clinging to life. I know you've been out there on the fire lines. You've been in the hospital. You've been really working on that and, again, trying to encourage where you can encourage. Of course, California, brush fires, natural disasters, just a part of the job as governor. You got to be ready for any of that kind of thing. What can you tell us about that, what you've learned through that, and how safe are we?
Well, you know, we have the best trained and most ready firefighters and rescue workers than anyone can ever dream of. We have the best in the country and the best in the world. And so it is a great pleasure to be the governor of such a force that is ready at any time. And the reason is because we have so many disasters in this state. You know, we have fires every year. We have huge fires here, and especially during the time of October when those fires break out. And then we have mudslides, we have floods, we have earthquakes, we have everything here in this state. And so I think those guys make me, and those women, those brave men and women, make me really proud. And this is why I visited them yesterday, and that's why I wanted to visit Pablo in the hospital. It's just really, it's extraordinary the kind of selflessness that these people have. I mean, you know, they don't think about themselves. They only think about how can they save someone's life or someone's property. And in the meantime, they're risking their own life. And to me, that is really extraordinary. So I have to tell you, we are always ready for emergencies. And this is one of the important things, is to have a team ready like this that is battle ready at any given time. And, you know, I think that to us, something like a New Orleans could never happen here, because we are much more prepared. And also we are taking care of our levees, for instance. That's what is part of this infrastructure package,
right,
is to take care of the levees also. But I'm very proud of our team. And what we have seen on this fire is how well the local community, the state, and the federal government has worked together, and also law enforcement together with the firefighters and all. Everyone has worked together on this.
And with expanding population and challenges like that, you still think we can do everything we're doing and all the vision you have without raising taxes in the next term?
Let me tell you something, Mark. Raising taxes is something that would never happen, and I tell you why. Because we need to go and create more revenues through stimulation in the economy, just like we have done it in the last 3 years. In the last 3 years, I remember when I came into office, and you and I talked about this
yep.
in the past. When I came into office, they asked me to raise taxes by $5 to $8 billion. I said no. And I sent back $4 billion of car tax that people are now saving, $4 billion of car tax, because I said the people should have the money, not us. We have to live within our means. Let us stimulate the economy. And we did. We stimulated the economy. We created 655,000 new jobs. And we increased our revenues, not by $5 or $8 billion that they wanted me to raise taxes on, but by $20 billion. See, that's where the action is let the money be with the people, and then in turn, we stimulate the economy, and we get more revenue as a state. Now we have a chance to pay off our debt, to bring down our structural deficit, and create jobs, and we will be able to afford also our infrastructure bonds.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being with us, Governor. I know you have a jam-packed schedule. Looking forward to seeing you in Los Angeles at the big, well, I'll call it a victory party next Tuesday night. And thanks for the invitation to come and MC there. Looking forward to it. It's always a fun time and should be a fun evening.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. Take
See
care.
You soon.
Governor Arnold
Bye-bye.
Schwarzenegger with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO.